by and check out all the new Yokohama Geolander and Advan Series tires. From May 15th to July 5th, buy a set of four select Yokohama Geolander or Advan tires and you could receive up to a $70 Visa prepaid card or Visa virtual account. Call Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley at 859-1361 or see them online at stscnow.com. Yokohama Geolander or Advan Series tires from Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org, number
ships at sea. That was just some random preacher we found on the internet.
Yeah, should we play it one more time?
Yeah. Play it one more time.
Wake up out of your sleep. Wake up.
Exactly right. You know, and I think that's where people are. I think we need that because I think that's where people are. I don't know. It seems like the world went to sleep
when we were away,
and we need to wake it back up. So here's your wake up call. We're back. It's been a week. We're back. Get it on the phone lines. Get it on the text lines. With what you want to talk about, we have lots of things going on. We have stories to get to. I have a lot of there's a mix of sports history today. There's just some things that have come up, I think, in the last few days that I want to get to. And one of those things was a little bit of a discussion of best basketball duos in NBA history. And Pro Football Focus put something up about best running backs of all time, and they had this sort of ridiculous. They had these ridiculous categories of, you know, fastest, most physical, whatever. We're going to take a look at that as well today. I want to talk some, get into some more college football talk. We have some stories that that have broken the last couple of days, including the strange
stories.
Yeah, including the strange case of DeAndre Baker, the former Georgia star cornerback who was drafted a year ago in the first round by the New York Giants. This apparently has gone poorly. How poorly? Well, it's gone poorly enough that that DeAndre has been arrested for armed robbery.
What?
He turned himself in.
Oh no!
Allegedly. Now look, I don't know what the truth of this whole deal is, but allegedly, DeAndre Baker attended a party of some sort in which poker was being played. As the story goes, at some point, he and his fellow NFL teammate, NFL player, decided to allegedly tip the table upside down and using a semi-automatic handgun, decided to rob people at gunpoint.
You're kidding!
And collect what in the world? Yeah, collect their possessions, which included a Rolex. No word as to whether that
was.
Okay,
so he lost and decided he wasn't going to lose, in other words.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Look, there's not enough information right now to know what the full facts are, but it's certainly a strange story. There's no question about that. I mean, it sounds like something out of the, you know, the 1880 in Texas, the Old West or something.
Yeah, you're the at the saloon, Corral, you know, and all of a sudden, that guy's got an ace up his sleeve.
We're the wronged party, not wearing a cowboy hat, but wearing a football helmet. Where the wronged party decides that somebody is cheating them or something. I don't know what the motivation was. I don't know what the motivation was, but I know the plan wasn't good.
The plan. It sounds like OJ's plan.
Yeah, it was a failure. See, when you're making a small fortune as an NFL player, here's what you have to weigh. You know, I get it. It's you get this burst of emotion, this instant anger, whatever. But here's what you have to weigh. Let's see. I'm being paid millions to play football as a round one NFL draft pick. These are your basic choices. I can either gain celebrity by continuing to play football and earn millions of dollars and be famous, or choice B, I can go to prison for 20 years for armed robbery, gain a different type of fame, become infamous and notorious. And apparently, allegedly, DeAndre Baker opted for notorious. Now, I get that this is a difficult decision, very hard decision. Let's see. On the one hand, fame, money, prestige, good life. On the other hand, the longest yard. Prison for 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what the heck
prison
are you
football
thinking?
Team need a starting cornerback. I don't know.
Now, why does this man even have a gun like that with him at a poker game?
That's a good question. A party. A party.
Oh well, yeah, you know, a party.
Maybe
then. Isn't that a happy occasion?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Well, it was. It started out that way, you know, until...
I guess this isn't
penny
poker.
Well, apparently not. Again, I don't necessarily know that the robbery had anything to do with the poker, just to be clear. There's not enough information.
Well,
I have not seen any additional updates.
Worse.
Sorry?
It makes it 20 times worse because not even in the heat of the moment did he act like that. If he planned to rob people.
Look, if you allegedly are going around to different people collecting their property at gunpoint, you're probably going to prison. Now, I've seen and heard the things his attorney has said, and they're, you know, the typical things his attorney would say. Now, again, do I know for certain that this guy is guilty? No, I guess that'll be proven in court.
Right,
or
exactly. We don't know. We've seen people
get out of all sorts of things, too, some of whom probably were guilty. And I don't know how this is going to play out. But the Giants, apparently, according to an article on 247, had some pre-existing concerns about DeAndre Baker. Now, maybe they should have weighed those concerns more heavily. But just before we get to that, just on the issue, on the flat, in a vacuum issue of, okay, I have a decision to make now. I don't like something to happen. Maybe it had nothing to do with that. Am I going to, again, choice A, go on to be a famous football player, make lots of money, you know, have a real future, or am I going to commit armed robbery? And because I'm guessing, first of all, I don't know if it's a Rolex or a real Rolex, a fake Rolex, and some of this other stuff. I don't know what the value of the things he stole were, but I'm guessing that if it was a real Rolex, it has a high value. I don't know what kind of Rolex it was. I don't know what else was stolen. I don't know what the actual value of those items are. But I'm pretty sure that if you commit armed robbery, you go to prison. If you take someone else's stuff at one point,
as we know,
I think you go to prison. I don't really think there's a way around that. So if that's actually what happened, if dude actually robbed these people of their possessions at gunpoint.
So he went around the room and collected everybody their stuff.
Well, I don't know about everybody. I don't know. I don't know about everybody.
Oh, that's bad.
But I don't know what he thought. Did he think that, well, I've been wearing a helmet my whole life, so they probably won't know my face. I mean, what was it? You know, I wrote this on Twitter. Was it a masquerade ball? You know, was he dressed in costume? If not, you know, it never ceases to amaze me how these master criminals, it's a good thing that if you go back and you read some of these old classic detective stories, you know, it's a good thing. These people had difficult cases to solve. You know, Sherlock Holmes, fictional character, had real difficult cases to solve. These guys make it easy on You don't need to be. You don't need to be any Sherlock Holmes with these guys. You know, I mean, these master criminals, like allegedly, like DeAndre Baker. I mean, you thought what exactly? I mean, you thought you were just going to take people's stuff at gunpoint allegedly, and then go home, it would all be over. That the police wouldn't come knocking at your door.
Yeah, no one would know who you were. And right. I mean,
right. Remember that time? Who were the players?
I knew you were going to say that. They drove off in a Prius wearing their uniforms.
Yeah, they drove off in an electric car.
I don't remember who they were.
Yeah, it was like three. Yeah, it was like three big black dudes, and they were wearing their uniforms, weren't they? Right. They were wearing their jerseys.
Yeah,
and they stole dude's electric car and drove off in it. Yeah, they were gonna be hard to find.
Yeah,
it's gonna be hard to find the three 325-pound black dudes in football jerseys driving in the electric car.
Yeah, not to mention when the car ran out. I don't know how long those last. It could have went around the block, and that's it.
Yeah, more master criminals. I don't know how you actual criminals do it, but I would think that you seasoned criminals out there, and I'm sure we have some listening right now.
We'll find out.
Including you, including you failed season criminals who are in prison listening right now. Yeah. You guys, I know.
That's you got a bum deal. You got fans in jail, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah. I used to get letters from prisoners all the time. Yeah. You know. Hey, they make the best audience because they're captive. It's not they got anything else to do.
Anything else to do, that's correct.
All right. Come on, dude. It's not like you guys have got anything else to do from 3 to 7. I mean, you're listening to me. you just wonder about the mentality, because I would think that even if you're not a great criminal, right?
Well,
even if you're not exactly a master class criminal, you're more just a bumbling, stumbling, comedic type criminal. But you still have a plan, don't you? You still have the goal is not to go directly to jail. There should be some period of time whereby the police don't know who did it.
You should go into it thinking, okay, this is my plan and I am going to get away with it.
I'm going to get away with it.
I'm going to get caught.
Right. There should be some period of time during which the police don't know who committed the crime. Right. There ought to be a buffer period at least. It ought to not be like 4 minutes later they know who you are and they're coming to look for you. It ought to not be that.
At least stump them for a little while.
Right. I mean, again, you ought to be able to get away with it for like a couple weeks anyway, right? Yeah, for at least a couple weeks, there ought to be some sort of
your cousin.
Right. Some sort of intrigue about it. You thought it out well enough in advance that they don't know immediately who you are. You wear pantyhose over your head or your Georgia football helmet or your New York Giants. You wear your New York Giants football helmet. You know, it provides you a little bit of coverage. Yeah, maybe you wear the pantyhose over your head under your New York Giants football helmet. To add to the intrigue and the mystery. Yeah. But there ought to be a buffer period whereby they don't know. I'm going to get away with this. And now eventually, 3 weeks later, you find out that you actually aren't going to get away with it. But at least there ought to be a period of a few weeks where they don't immediately know it was you, allegedly. They ought to not know within mere seconds.
You don't have some of that.
Right. Right. When the eight people, I don't know how many people actually had stuff taken allegedly. But when those who had their stuff taken allegedly and 30 other people in the room are all pointing and saying, hey, that's DeAndre Baker. You've been made.
Or everybody's got their cell phones out taking pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the other thing. That watch isn't really going to do them any good. You're not going to be able to pawn that watch or anything because my guess is that's already in the evidence room.
You don't even get a chance to see if the stuff fits you.
You didn't have time. You didn't have time to do anything with that stuff. Yeah. By the way, that stuff's not too hot. That stuff's not too hot, is it?
No.
No, it's like just freaking like lava. Like gushing lava hot. The DeAndre Baker watch, allegedly. Walt Tiptula road rage, quick break. It actually gets worse from a Giants standpoint. I'll tell you about that on the other side. You want it in 654-7627.
I'm Katie, a client at the Health Dare. Their coaching team helped reverse my diabetes in just a few weeks. I was so excited. I watched clients reverse the symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and lose crazy amounts of belly fat. They will clean out your pantry, grocery shop, and even cook and teach you everything they know so you can't fail. If you want to change your life, call 877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com. Tell them Katie sent you and get a second program free. Go to idareme.com. I dare you.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. Their community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living at Patrick Square in Clemson and Highway 81 in Anderson. Exclusively designed to promote vitality with support when needed, visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Has this ever happened to you? I wasn't feeling great, so I searched my symptoms on Google, and now I'm being followed by really uncomfortable ads. I hate feeling like my personal information is being bought and sold. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Here's Tom Hill from Katazoom Wraps.
A wrap can be anything from graphics on a vehicle to graphics on a wall to graphics on a floor. A vehicle wrap is like a mobile billboard, and it works for you 24/7. It can be anything from just getting your name and your logo on your vehicle to a complete full wrap. What separates us, I would say, is that we're a full service in-house. We do everything from design to printing to installation. We're going to handle it soup to nuts. The number one thing is customer satisfaction. We want to put out a quality product. We want people to be happy. We want people to turn around and tell somebody else, hey, these guys, if you go with them, they're going to take care of you. If we wrap a vehicle and somebody in turn starts to generate revenue from it and book business, that's what we're all about, is to help other businesses grow their business.
Check them out online at katazoom.com. That's katazoom.com.
No time to call in? Hit us up on the Health Dare text line, 864-986-1566. From The Roar.
Step to the road rage back on a gloomy Motown Monday. I mean, it's like nasty out there, Ramona.
It is.
Raining and thunder, lightning, all that stuff. Too early in the day for that stuff. Oh, what's going on? Oh, that means Weather Boy is going to come on like 17 times today. Good. Too, wasn't it? That's what
you
I
got,
thought.
You at least got your windows open there, I'm glad to say. Glad to hear.
Yeah. Hey, again, you want in 654-7627, as the preacher said, wake up. Hey, Ramona. If today is what is today? The 18th. If today is the 18th, Ramona, then
oh, that's my part.
Yeah.
I told you what it was.
Man, I go away for a week and like you lose it completely.
Oh, gosh. It started out being your job and now all of a sudden like all these other things.
It was your job for like the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay.
Before I went away.
There's only 103 days before the start of the college football season.
Yeah, Ramona, our friend Ralph didn't take long to get back in. SEC Ralph. This is SEC Ralph's greeting to us and coming back. Where'd it go? Ralph said that he missed us, but he says
Ralph did.
Yeah, he said I've missed you! Exclamation mark. I told a friend that you said Michigan was better than Alabama, and he said to tell you that Alabama beat Michigan by 3 touchdowns, question mark. Is that true? Ralph. Ralph's hysterical. I actually like Ralph. Of course it's true, Ralph.
Ralph has some weights in his house.
Yeah, Ralph has free weights.
He has free weights. I forgot he has free weights. He's probably really bulked up now.
You know, he's hammering the free weights now because he's got nothing else to do. You know, so Ralph's a very dangerous guy now. But Ralph said, Walt, I missed you. I told a friend that you said Michigan was better than Alabama, and he said to tell you that Alabama beat Michigan by 3 TDs. Is that true, Ralph? Like, Ralph doesn't know the answer to that. And, of course, Ralph's friend is himself. You know.
Friend, wink, wink. Like what you said to a psychiatrist. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Ralph's got his free weight set up in his mother's basement and has been, you know, hasn't seen a human in several months. No friends involved. No. No. But we love Ralph. I do like Ralph. Ralph's texts make me laugh now. I used to think, you know, well, I need to hammer him with these texts, but now I find them amusing. Ralph has a subtle sense of humor about him too, as you can tell in that text. And of course, Ralph knows exactly what I said about that game. And yes, I did say that. I watched the game. See, I know. I mean, I watched Michigan play Alabama the whole first half, run the ball right down their throats. Michigan had more players drafted than Alabama did. Michigan had 10 players drafted. Alabama had 9 players drafted. Go watch the first half of that game. Michigan's just physically bullying Alabama. They're clearly the better team, except at one position. And that's what I said, that, you know, that's why quarterback matters, and I use that game. In fact, I singled out that game as the most prominent example of why nothing matters if you don't have a quarterback. Because Michigan had wide open receivers. Alabama adjusted and said, look, we're going to try and take away the run, and we're going to put the game on Shea Patterson. And Patterson had guys, Donovan Peoples-Jones, running wide open down the sidelines with 2 steps on Alabama DBs, and Patterson could not keep the ball on the field of play. All he needed to do was keep the ball on the field of play. And he couldn't. Like 10 different times he had guys running down the sidelines, 9 routes, running wide open, and he could not keep the ball on the field of play. He never gave his guys a chance. If you had just flipped the quarterbacks in that game, Michigan wins that game by, you know, 21, 28 points. But that's how important that position is. And, oh, by the way, where was Shea Patterson drafted? Oh, nowhere. You know, Pro Football Focus had Shea Patterson a year ago ranked as the number one quarterback in the Big Ten after the season. After a season in which Dwayne Haskins threw 50 touchdown passes versus 8 interceptions, the idiots at Pro Football Focus actually ranked Shea Patterson above Dwayne Haskins. Of course, Shea is never playing the National Football League. And all you needed to do was watch. If there was any doubt in your mind, if you just watch that game, you know that. So that's the truth about that game.
Jay Bannell from Anderson says, Ramona, they took that move, DeAndre Baker, right out of The Sopranos.
Oh, they did? Mark, I never saw that show.
Never? I only saw a few of it.
Right.
Here's the thing. You know, I know people get, like, even this Jordan thing with the 8 episodes, I can't do that. I'm not watching anything for 8 episodes. I have things to do. You know, I'm not doing that. I'm not one of these serial people. You know what I mean? I would never watch a soap opera. I'm not watching anything that requires me to commit like 2 hours to it every single week. I'm not doing that ever, period. That's why I actually prefer movies. They're like standalone, and if I don't like them after 5 minutes, I'm not hooked to it. I'm not buying into anything that requires me to come back. Now, I'm not saying I've never done it. Like, I watched the Dexter thing, but even then, I didn't watch it. I didn't, like, tune into it every week. I watched it at my convenience whenever I got a shot, whenever I had time. But I'm not, I don't care for those kind of things. I don't like, do the serial things. I'm not interested in being lured back in again, or, you know, or these movies that are like in, you know, 4 parts. Forget it. I'm not doing it. Because first of all, I know I'm not going to see parts 2 or 3, and, you know, so.
You get into a movie and then find out it's to be continued.
Yeah, I don't do to be continued. Texas said he went to Georgia. Maybe failed armed robbery 101 course.
Oh.
Several Ted said the audience is captive. I see what you did there, brother. Yes, that was me speaking of the prisoners. Yes. Texter 940 said, remember the bank robber that gave his ID with the robbery note because the sign said must show ID at the window? Well, look, he was just trying to follow, you know, I don't know. I don't actually remember that, but I'm sure it's true. You know, that's how they make all these shows about these dumb criminals. You know, that's how they do it. They make all these shows because there's plenty of ammunition. You know, Matthew says, ever watch World's Dumbest Criminals? Some people get caught within 4 minutes. Well, I think somebody just did. I think that's what happened with Baker, right? I mean, I think it was like 4 minutes. Brian D says, great to hear you back, Walt. I'm still laughing about the coronavirus horse race video I shared with you on Twitter. That's pretty funny. I forget whose idea that was, but somebody ran a coronavirus horse race, Ramona. Well, they took a race and they announced the race and they changed all the names of the horses, and it was a competitive race, you know, and they were all names based on coronavirus elements. It was well done. It was well done. Walt and Ramona, it ain't gloomy, y'all. You're back on the air. Yahoo in capital letters. That's what we're talking about. Blake and Liberty. All right, Walt's back. That's exactly what we're talking about. You want in, get in. 654-7627. It's both, actually, Texter. Texter said it's series, not serial. It's the same thing. It's really of no consequence. And he says, also, the Jordan documentary is a tentpole episode. Not like it's going to have another season. I don't care. I'm not interested in watching 10 episodes of Michael Jordan and their spin of the Chicago Bulls. And I'm not interested in any of that. I know the truth of all that. I was there. I know the truth of all that. You know, I think some of the truth of all that was a lot uglier than has been portrayed. And I think specifically as it relates to the lead character, Michael Jordan, who, again, I think the truth about Michael Jordan was he was an incredible competitor. And then I think you can question the rest of it. I think you can question all the gaming elements. I mean, again, he had to leave the NBA allegedly because of his gambling issues. And that's why he went and sucked at baseball or softball, whatever it was he was playing, those hideous White Sox minor league system uniforms. You know, I mean, that's what happened. They'd make a deal. He had to go away. He had to go away because, and there were all sorts of insinuations at the time about even the death of his father. Again, I don't know that any of that was true. But those are the things that people were saying at the time. Yeah, you know, I don't know. All right, here's the rest of the DeAndre Baker story. This is from Garrett Steven, 247 Sports. Before DeAndre Baker entered legal trouble Thursday, accused of armed robbery in an alleged incident with Seattle Seahawks cornerback and former Florida Gators wide receiver Quentin Dunbar. Hey, Ralph, there's a couple of your SEC guys and one of your Georgia boys, Ralph. See, so you are, you know what, Ralph, don't ever say you guys aren't productive after leaving school.
That's bad.
That took place at a cookout Wednesday in Miramar, Florida. Now it's a cookout. It was a party before.
Oh, it's barbecue a cookout now.
Yeah, the New York Giants cornerback and former Giants defensive back reportedly had red flags from his time with the Bulldogs. According to a report published Friday by the New York Post, citing a, quote, source privy to the Giants draft thinking, the Giants were unsure of selecting Baker, the number 30 overall pick in the first round of the 2019 draft, due to, quote, warning signs from his days at Georgia. Quote, there was a battle in our building on whether we were going to take DeAndre or not, the source said, because the story was he had to have his A kicked every day to work hard at Georgia. Well, you can't question his motivation now. To even go to practice. We knew that, and we still drafted him. And from day one, it was like taking a guy in the first round that you had to teach nearly everything to. Apparently, they should have taught him not to rob people at gunpoint, allegedly. A warrant for Baker's arrest went out Thursday at Miramar after accusations of armed robbery alongside Dunbar. The sheriff's department released updated arrest information, including 8 total charges Saturday. 8. That's impressive, man. I didn't see the full list of 8.
8 charges.
According to Baker's lawyer, wow. Bradford Cohen. By the way, you can't tell he's a lawyer, can you? Bradford Cohen. He turned himself in Saturday morning. Oops. I just skipped ahead somehow. Wait a minute. Here it is. Reports are correct. This is Bradford Cohen. Bradford Cohen. Reports are correct that DeAndre turned himself in this morning, Bradford Cohen said in a statement to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. I am a believer in the system, and that if everything works, the matter will be appropriately resolved. Well, both my client and I felt Miramar police and detectives working the case were accommodating and went out of their way to assure Mr. Baker's privacy during this hard time. Why? I mean, you know, I'm interjecting here, but why?
Why privacy?
Why? Well, again, if you're an armed robber, what right do you have to privacy? Would any of the rest of us have that right? Have we done that? Or are we talking about special privileges to a professional athlete? Both my client and I have felt the Miramar police and detectives, blah, blah, blah. This is not just lip service. In fact, it is a fact. And we appreciate it. This is my 23rd year in practice defending those who I feel are wrongly charged and wrongly treated. I'm sorry. If he has 8 charges against him and he allegedly committed armed robbery, in what way was he wrongly charged? I can't wait. Can't wait to hear Bradford Cohen's defense. That doesn't mean that all police officers are bad or all are good. We all have jobs to do. I believe we all do them to the best of our ability.
Oh, police he's playing the just- case there.
Yeah, it gets better. Police reports are just that, reports of what was told to them or said to them. Court is what we use to then examine those reports, investigate those claims, and allow the defendant an opportunity to confront the evidence. Don't rush to judgment. Warrants were issued for both, with Baker facing 4 charges of armed robbery and 4 charges of aggravated assault with a firearm. And
that's
Dunbar
deep.
Facing
that's
4 charges of armed robbery. Yeah, 4 charges of armed robbery and 4 charges of aggravated assault. That to me sounds like you go to prison for a long time. That's what it sounds like to me, allegedly. The report states the two were at a cookout Thursday in Miramar when at 11 p.m. Eastern time. That's a late cookout. You know, most cookouts usually wrap up before that.
That's
when at 11 p.m. You think they're still cooking burgers and hot dogs at 11 p.m.?
Not that one.
No, No. At approximately 11 p.m., Baker allegedly took out a semi-automatic firearm while Dunbar took watches and valuables, allegedly under Baker's instruction. The three left in a Mercedes. The three left in a Mercedes Benz, a Lamborghini, a BMW. You can't make this crap up.
What? The three left in separate cars. What?
Yeah, I guess.
Is that what you're doing?
You knew it was going to be hard to. It's going to be hard to find these guys. Dude's driving a yellow Lamborghini.
It's yellow. I missed that.
No, I don't know. I'm just making up the color. Okay. You know, it's a Lamborghini. How many Lamborghinis are there in Miramar, Florida?
Be careful of that little
kid. It's probably a small list. Yeah. Now, it says the three left. I thought there were two of them. I thought they were Baker and Dunbar.
Maybe the other one wasn't famous, so we don't know his name.
Okay. Well, the three left in a Mercedes, a Lamborghini, and a BMW. See, first thing is, when you have a Mercedes, a BMW, or a Lamborghini, you probably shouldn't be holding anybody up at gunpoint.
Yeah, and why do you need to? I'm confused about that anyway.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's because you own a Lamborghini. You know what I mean? Maybe it's because you've already spent all the money from year one of your rookie contract. Right. Maybe the rent is due is what I'm thinking. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll be back.
Great road trips start at State Credit Union, where you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. And with rates as low as 2.24% APR on new cars, this is a great time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Even in these challenging times, Parham Smith and Archinold, a medical malpractice law firm in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston, is still accessible during regular business hours. Call and they can arrange video conferencing to assist with your medical malpractice concerns. The health and well-being of your family is paramount, and Parham Smith and Archinold is dedicated to ensuring you're taken care of. Parham Smith and Archinold, call 242-9008. Online at parhamlaw.com. That's parhamlaw.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, have you heard that Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially open? Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both Lake Hartwell and Death Valley. Whether you're looking for an upscale short-term stay or you're in the market for a none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place for you. To find out more, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Flattening the curve has quickly become a new buzz phrase in our daily lives. At JanPro of the Western Carolinas, their goal is to help your business stay ahead of the curve by ensuring a safe and clean environment for your customers and your employees. JanPro of the Western Carolinas performs a thorough evaluation of your business and then goes to work with infection prevention in the following manner. Using EnviroShield, an electrostatic disinfectant spray, performing deep cleans at your business, using hospital-grade disinfectants, utilizing cross-contamination prevention, cleaning with flat mops, and installing HEPA filter vacuums, which trap nearly 100% of particles. Infection prevention is what JanPro of the Western Carolinas is in business to do for your business. Call 864-458-3053. Be prepared, gain knowledge, and move forward with JanPro of the Western Carolinas, 864-458-3053.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com. Call 800-SPRINT-1 or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
The greatest interviews, the most sought-after guests. It's all on The Roar.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. I'm coming to you guys on the phones in one second. And the lines are all jammed up. I'm coming right to you. Before I do, Bona. Okay. A text reminded me. The third guy was the guy that that Baker was allegedly... Baker was allegedly telling the third guy to shoot somebody else at the party. Somebody that walked in. Baker was allegedly trying to coerce the third guy. I don't know whether he's Beamer boy, Mercedes guy, or Lamborghini guy. I don't know about that. But he was trying to coerce the third guy into shooting somebody. The third guy refused to shoot somebody. Yeah, the third guy refused to shoot somebody at Baker's command. So here's the list, Ramona. Again, the master criminals.
DeAndre Baker wanted somebody to be shot.
Yeah, allegedly. The three allegedly left in a Mercedes, a Lamborghini, and a BMW. And again, not difficult to find the guy driving the Lamborghini. With over $11,000 in cash and 3 watches, an $18,000 Rolex, so we have a figure on that, a $25,000, I don't know how you pronounce it, Hublot, whatever it is, Hublot. I know those things can go up to like $300,000. I forget how you pronounce the thing. And another watch that was $17,500, and I don't know what that is either. And a $600 Richard Mille knockoff, so a fake one. One witness said he met them 2 days ago in Miami at a party in which they lost an estimated $70,000. According to TMZ, they lost at gambling. Okay, so not only are these three guys driving around in Lamborghinis, BMWs, and Mercedes, but apparently they're like from the Pete Rose School of Gambling. They're like the worst gamblers ever. Such bad gamblers that allegedly you have to steal things afterward. I don't know. This does not sound good. Somebody just sent me DeAndre Baker in a Georgia helmet, Ramona, in a black and white prison uniform. let's get to the phones. It is Mike and Anderson, Several Ted, Captain Jim, Gamecock Will. Mike, how are you?
Walter, doing well. Welcome back.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
I got to tell you, good to hear you and Ramona. With each passing day, I hear good news, and it gives me a hope or a belief that maybe sports is about to restart. And then the next day, I hear something that shoots that good feeling out of the water. And I got to tell you, I'm talking to people out here. I'm out in the public a lot. There are a lot of people out here that the only sports thing we have going on to look forward to is WCCP and the shows that you do. So for a lot of people that I've talked to, I'm thanking you for that also.
Well, it's very kind of you, Mike. We appreciate that.
Okay. I'd like to hear some more about the DeAndre Baker. That's good stuff. But I wanted to talk with you about college football for just a minute and get your take on something. And I'm going to try to tie in the point I'm making of a show you did. It's probably been 7 or 8 years ago. It was late summer, early fall, and you came on and you started your show that day after your song, and you were whispering, and you were talking about, they're coming for your football. Listen to me, people. They're coming for your football. I'm sure you remember the show. I remember that day thinking, man, Walt's really going off the deep end this time. And, of course, as I've listened and read more, you were spot on. And I'm starting, the more I think about this coronavirus thing or the reaction to it, I don't know if it's the same forces, but I'm starting to believe that maybe the same forces, if not the same, a different set of them with the same mindset, they're using this coronavirus epidemic as another tool to take away our football. What do you think about that before I ask my second question?
Yeah, well, I don't dispute that notion, Mike, at all. I don't dispute that notion, but that doesn't mean that the virus is a legitimate issue and concern. I think that there are probably factions who are misusing the state of the virus for their own agendas, political or otherwise.
Okay, you said it much better than I could. And to be sure, I don't, I'm not lessening the magnitude, the severity of this virus. People have died. People are getting sick. It's very, very serious. But I was, as you said, better than I could, I was talking about the reaction to it so listeners understand that I'm not making light of this coronavirus fact.
Oh, no. Right.
But to get to the second point about the football thing, an article in the USA Today that I read at lunch today, there is a guy named Brian Hainline who is the chief medical officer of the NCAA. And the writer did an interview with him. And I don't understand. I don't think Brian Hainline is a doctor. I don't know how he could be a medical officer without being a doctor, unless they meant chief medical spokesman. But he also interviewed Shane Lyons, who chairs the NCAA Division I Football Oversight Committee. I think most people would agree that that would be a pretty powerful job within the NCAA. And during the course of his interview with the guy, they went over some of the terms of what has to happen if we have college football this season. And, of course, it was the usual safety measures and all of this. But one thing struck me that is just incredibly funny, I don't understand it, it's the epitome of insanity. The Shane Lyons, the guy he's talking about, if football is started back up, and this is a direct quote from the chief medical officer, we recommend that shared footballs not be a part of phase one and phase two, each phase consisting of 2 weeks. So that's 4 weeks right there, months. How do you play football if you don't share a football? Walt, I swear to God, you can check this out in the USA Today.
Yeah.
And they even talk about, maybe they'll wear gloves. But now, wait a minute. I just heard over the weekend that wearing gloves is not smart in this pandemic thing. And then they're talking about, well, maybe they will sanitize football. What are we going to do? Stop play after every play and sanitize the football? But the bottom line, I wanted to see if you could help me with this. How in the HELL do you play football without sharing a football? And I'll hang up and listen, Walt. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Well, you play like Georgia played last year.
That was a low blow.
Jake Fromm didn't share the football with anybody. Play like Shea Patterson. Aww. Paul never touches his receiver's hands. Go watch Michigan, Alabama, Mike. Ball never touches any of the Michigan receivers' hands. They'd be safe. You can play a whole friggin' season with Shea Patterson. You have no worry about catching anything. Yeah, don't worry about catching coronavirus. Don't worry about catching anything. If Shea Patterson's throwing the ball, the only people who need to worry are the people standing on the sidelines. Those are the only people who need to worry about whether they can get coronavirus. I don't know. I mean, you know, you got these little thermal imaging temperature readers. You know, they point this little plastic gun apparatus to your head, and they take your temperature that way. They're doing it at some of the restaurants now with their employees. I noticed that the other day on a television commercial. Well, I mean, you know, again, you have great medical personnel. You take temperatures because that's one of the key signs of it. And then you go on with playing. I mean, you know, again, we're getting closer to a vaccine. There was more information on that today from a Massachusetts company, a company located in Massachusetts that they believe they may have found a vaccine. You know, it's going to require further testing in the next couple months, but they've already developed antibodies in people they've tested it on. So I think there's some really good news on the vaccine front coming, which could help as well. But, you know, look, the one advantage is that we are still talking about younger people. If we're talking about playing football and you're talking about athletes, and of course they carry the potential to infect people in their families. And so, you know, that's the concern, but I think it's coming. I think it's coming. Let me get Seminole Ted in, then Gamecock Will, and then Captain Jim and Gamecock Will. Seminole Ted.
Well, we had sports on TV yesterday, exhibition or not, we had sports. I was happy to see some golf yesterday. On the Baker incident, I don't think those guys thought their plan out too well, because gambling debts follow you to prison, and I have a feeling those debts they're gonna pay there ain't gonna be near as nice as having to cough up $70,000. That's all I got, and I'll take it off the air, Walt.
Hey, Ted.
Yes, sir.
Ted.
Yes.
You might be interested to know this. Being the big FSU guy that you are. Hey, Ramona, tomorrow at 3:05, we have FSU head coach Mike Norvell. Is that right?
Yes.
There you go.
Sweet. I will definitely be on for that. I'll definitely be listening.
Well, you should be listening around the clock here. You should be glued to it all day while you're dealing with these. That's right. Thank you, Ted. I appreciate the call.
All right. Have a good one, Walt.
Yep. Let me give you an update on that, because we're going to start mixing in some head coaches, ACC, SEC schools. At this time, it's strange. You know, we've never had issues getting coaches before, but, you know, at this time of year, in this situation that we find ourselves in this sort of strange new world, I don't know. We may get some grumpy old men with some of these coaches, but what's really strange is, I guess I'll have to explain this on the other side, but suffice it to say, we have two ACC coaches coming on tomorrow, and I had to laugh when Ramon told me the first one. I'll explain this on the other side, but Mike Norvell is one of them, Florida State's new head coach, and he'll be joining us tomorrow at 3:05 as we start to think about the football season ahead. Lines are completely jammed. I'm coming to you.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, have you heard that Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially open? Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both Lake Hartwell and Death Valley. Whether you're looking for an upscale short-term stay or you're in the market for a none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place for you. To find out more, go to lakesidelodgeclemson.com. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Hey guys, summer is here, the gyms are open, the beach is open, and the world is getting back to normal again. It's time to get off that couch and get moving again. If you've got no energy, no drive, and have gained a few pant sizes in the last few months, come see us today at Low Country Male. For just $200 a month, we take care of all your testosterone, labs, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and your prescription management needs. It's time to get back to work and get back to making men and America great again. Come see us today in Greenville off Pelham Road, lowcountrymale.com.
Clemson is all about traditions, and one of the very best is the Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Sports Shop was founded in 1974 by legendary coach Dr. I.M. Ibrahim, who started the national championship-winning men's soccer program at Clemson. So they love Clemson and don't sell any other college apparel. They continue to be locally owned and operated and carry their own Tiger Sports Shop collection branded merchandise, which is quality apparel at a reasonable price. Visit them downtown Clemson and 1102 Tiger Boulevard or at tigersports.com.
For 25 years, Husqvarna Auto Mowers have been the best-selling